guys. It's so good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brickman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, our two websites. Remember, the attacks continue. The internet just went out this morning, but we persevere and we go on. I mean, this is telling you that the fight for freedom, I shouldn't even say fight for freedom, the stand for freedom. We're not fighting anything. People are standing for freedom. The stand for freedom, ground zero, is the United States of America. And one of the major shows that is pushing the information about freedom more than just about any show out there is this one. We stand and put our show next to anyone for what we are doing. So this is thepowerhour.com. So glad you're here. A quote, Albert Camus, the only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. Albert Camus. I love it. You can go to talkstreamlive.com if ever our website's down and you can't connect with us. Talkstreamlive.com. Just put the Power Hour in the search engine and then you'll see our logo and click on. You can go from there. Also the phone number, sorry, 701-300-5252. Sorry about that. We got a little something going on here. So 701-300-5252. Getting to the news, and then you guys have requested Tom Palladino, Scalar Energy, and all that. You have requested him to come on. We love having him on. We're glad to have him. Talk about some interesting stuff. So he'll be here at the top of the next hour, thereabouts. We'll see where we get with news. And Uncle Kevin, of course, is joining us. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Great to be here again, Dan. Another great day in America.
Top story, I think the top story in America right now, is what's going on in Virginia with the guns. House Bill number 67. Okay, you know about House Senate Bill 64. We talked about that pretty extensively, about the if you go to a shooting range, you can't now teach somebody to shoot, because that can be deemed, the way the bill is read, and it is very vague. I don't care what they tell you. The bill is very vague. They could deem, if I am teaching my young daughter to shoot guns in the backyard, that is could be a felony now in Virginia, if I lived in Virginia. This new bill has sparked a lot of outrage. It has sparked a lot of these counties. What's going on with these counties, Kev?
Well, a lot of sheriffs are getting banding together, and then they're going to form a militia. They said they're going to deputize as many people as it takes to rebel these people.
So as a result, so tyranny pushes, America pushes back. The gun issue is, there is no bigger issue in America. When I say bigger, I mean can engender so much passion and support. There's no issue in America like guns. I mean, they had a city council meeting, a town council meeting. The meeting room is full. The parking lot is flooded with people as soon as this came up. So there is no issue in America's history as important to galvanize support like guns. It's just a fact. So don't you think the people who are pushing this and all their minions and whoever's running them or what have you know this? So as a result, House Bill number 67 in Virginia is a bill to amend or reenact another one of their bills, the Code of Virginia, related to strikes by certain government employees. Okay, now this bill specifically says that if an employee, see, they couch it like, oh, this is about strikes.
It's not about taking our guns.
Right. They just introduced it this month. It's not about strikes. In the bill specifically says a federal employee or not federal, if a state employee doesn't do what they're basically told to do,
right,
that they're immediately fired.
Right.
Well, who do you think that's for? Do you think they care about the strike people? I mean, they care. No. That's for the sheriffs and the police,
right,
who aren't going
to
collect guns.
But they're not under their jurisdiction, the sheriffs.
That's the police are.
The police are, though. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
The force that is going to go on the sheriffs, the people got to be, and the people are ready to.
They're fighting back.
Right.
It's absolutely stunning. It's absolutely wonderful what they're doing in Virginia. And if they're allowed to take our guns, Katie, bar the door, because the government is the number one
killer Of the 20th century.
It's called democide. What, 240 million people?
Well, Hawaii says it's about 262.
262?
And some people think that's conservative. Yeah. I mean, Hawaii is not a bastion of
conservative. They're liberal.
Hawaii is extremely liberal, the state. Yep. Anyway, Tazewell County, I think I'm pronouncing this right. And I talked to Stuart Rhodes actually yesterday. We're going to have him on. He's going to go to Virginia, so maybe like right after Christmas or something, we'll have him on because I think he's going to be in Virginia. He's talking about this county, and this is also a story sent from Steve. Steve, thank you. You're right on top of this, as always. I love your stories. We get so, there's a few of you guys who send fantastic stories. Tazewell County forms militia in response to new Virginia gun laws. Okay. This is not just, you hear, well, the militia, some people are getting together for militia. This is extremely different and extremely important. And Stuart Rhodes made me kind of, I kind of thought that, but Stuart Rhodes kind of really, now it's very clear to me. In response to the wave of proposed anti-gun legislation in Virginia, many of its cities and counties have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. Okay, we've talked about that extensively. One county in particular took it a step further at their December Board of Supervisors regular meeting. In addition to passing the Second Amendment sanctuary resolution, The county, this isn't a group of people in their backyard. The county passed a militia resolution. This resolution formalizes the creation and maintenance of a de facto civilian militia in the county of Tazewell. And to get a better understanding why the council members passed this resolution, Firearms News reached out to one of its members, Thomas Lester, is a member of the council, and he said, well, basically, because you want to take guns. Yeah. So we need a militia to defend ourselves. Anyway, we should have militias organized at county level anyway.
We should have him on.
Yeah, we should.
Catherine.
What's his name? Thomas Lester here? Thomas Lester. yeah, we should.
Absolutely.
So you can see what's going on. And, Stuart made the comment that I think a lot of people were thinking. He says, this could break down into armed. To an armed scuffle.
I could see it easily.
He doesn't talk, just.
In hyperbole.
And, right, just over here. He says, it certainly could. It's very important. They're certainly pushing. Yes, Virginia, the governor really can use the National Guard to enforce gun control. The other side of this story. You have heard, Democratic senators or, I don't know if senators or congressmen, whatever, definitely congressmen. House of Representatives or senators, they're all congressmen. The congressmen, Virginia congressmen, Democrats, who didn't know that they were going to be Democrats. they threatened, well, if the sheriffs won't take the guns, then we'll get the National Guard to take the guns.
We'll see how that goes.
Okay, under law, meaning when I say law, I mean the Constitution.
Right.
the Constitution. The President of the United States does not have more authority in the county than the sheriff does.
That's right. The feds come into a county, the sheriff can go in and say, you get out of my county or I'm going to arrest you. And he has the power to arrest
or
you.
Or shoot you.
Yeah, or shoot
whatever.
You. Yeah.
Stop
or
use deadly force.
He's the number one law enforcement in the county.
Now, the other side of that is National Guard. Okay, National Guards can be used. The governor can call out National Guards. There has to be states of emergency. It's like the Bill of Rights can be suspended temporarily. It has to be done in a manner of law. It has to be laid out and has to be approved.
Right.
If there is some universal emergency.
Emergency. Taking guns is not an emergency.
Right. So.
So that rules the National Guard out immediately.
The head of the National Guard for Virginia, of course, somebody confronted him. Mm-hmm. Well, are you going to be taking guns?
I didn't hear that, but what did he say?
Well, he gave a non-response. Just,
okay.
At
least he didn't say yes.
No.
Yeah, we're ready. Rough and ready to go.
But he didn't say no either.
Oh, okay.
But in his position, why?
Yeah, why would he?
Why would he stir
the pot? I get it.
What he didn't say was, well, whatever law they pass, well, that's what we're here. We're here to serve at the behest of the governor. He didn't say that.
He played it smart.
Yeah.
I would have done the same.
Right. He didn't say that. So we'll see what that lays down. And I think a lot of it depends. This all, whatever illusion they got in front of us or whatever, they can say whatever they want. They meaning the government, the quote unquote government or government quote unquote officials or elected people or whatever. And they think they have all the power. They have about a thimble's full of power.
Exactly.
Their whole power resides in our will
to give it to them.
To do what they ask.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it. Exclamation point, period.
Sorry, read any more of this. Virginia Democrats who control the legislature and governorship have proposed several measures, including an assault weapons ban, an AR-15, semi-automatic assault. Is not, they're not in, they don't use those in Iraq. They use automatic weapons
in
Iraq.
That's right.
Universal, and also the AR-15 is one of the most bought rifles in America, by the way, mm-hmm. just so you know. Universal background checks and a red flag law. Red flag laws are, of course, against due process, against the law, against the Bill of Rights. If you have your Bill of Rights on your refrigerator, Chris, we are going to get in touch with you about that. We got some stuff going on, and we're excited to talk to you soon about that. Chris has been, he wants to push that further.
Okay.
Everybody needs a Bill of Rights on their refrigerator.
Absolutely, and understand what it says.
Well, let's start. Can we just get it on first? Can we just get it on the refrigerator first? Let's just start there. In response, 75 counties vowed they will not enforce the gun control law, blah, blah, blah. So this article goes on to basically say what nuts these people are and that the governor can call the National Guard to take the guns. When you look at the historical reality of when governors or presidents have mobilized the National Guard, it's been to enforce the rights of citizens when they are being infringed upon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what does that got to do with somebody taking a gun? What citizens' rights is infringed upon when the sheriffs do not take guns? Can you explain that? Cue the Jeopardy music.
When they not take guns?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, what this article.
When they don't take guns, no.
Whose rights were infringed
nobody,
by if they don't take guns?
Nobody's rights.
Right. That's what this swear. The guy's name is Swearer. I got a swear word for him.
They don't take the guns, nobody's rights are infringed.
Right, that's my point.
Yeah,
that's a tricky article. Right. Well, no, it's it's tricky logic here.
Yeah.
The historical reality, you know, this guy's trying to get justifications. Well, historically, the governors and president bring calls out the National Guard when citizens' rights are infringed upon.
Right.
Okay,
if you try to take them, you're infringing their rights. They should be called on you.
Yeah, they go on to say that this
should be tarred and feathered and rode out of town on a rail. That's the way they used to do it.
I got to apologize to the swearer. Her name is Amy Swearer, and actually, she's here trying to stop this. I got the names mixed up. This is Governor Ralph Northam.
Oh, that bastion of abortion.
Yeah, they're going to keep the babies comfy.
When they come out.
We'll keep them comfy, and then a discussion will ensue, and a decision will be made lies crying in the crib.
And then we'll sell the parts.
Let's move on from this. I can't stand that guy.
Me neither.
Virginia National Guard issued statement over calls to force gun control. I just told you that. We have received multiple questions regarding blah, blah, blah. We understand and respect the passion people feel for the United States Constitution and Second Amendment rights. Okay, again, we do not have Second Amendment rights. This is so important.
Correct.
We do not have Second Amendment rights, ladies and gentlemen. We have Second Amendment protections of our natural God-given rights. I encourage everyone to be patient while we allow elected officials to work through the legislative process. So he just basically didn't do anything. He just punted when confronted with the question. Okay, now another big story of the day. This is a huge story in itself. Now, earlier this weekend, or maybe it was the end of last week, Hallmark, there's Zola is running some wedding registry ads on Hallmark. This company, Zola.
Okay.
Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
Well, in the commercials, they have an inordinate amount of lesbian and gay couples in the wedding, you know, having
in the wedding party.
Having weddings.
Okay. Oh, having weddings. Okay.
Having weddings. You know, it's like a wedding registry type.
Right.
I mean, just like you would think that half of America are lesbians watching this commercial.
Okay.
And, you know, they always want fairness and equity and justice and everything, you know, except when it's talk about, you know, well, we want half the time, you know, whatever,
though
you're 4% of the population.
4 or 5% of the population, but they want to take up half the space.
So Hallmark, a couple of groups, family oriented groups, mothers against whatever. I don't even, it doesn't say the companies here, but they bombarded Hallmark.
Excellent.
Do you ever watch Hallmark Channel?
No, I don't like.
Okay,
the
my
I do
wife
not like their program.
My wife adores. She's got and she's almost got me hooked on these stupid Christmas Hallmark movies. She adores these Hallmark movies. So Hallmark is a women fan, and I like them. Why? Because they, you know, they're good, they're wholesome, you know, generally wholesome. I can let my children watch them. I don't have to fast forward I don't have to pause the movie and tell them to leave the room, you know. So I'm like, this is fine. This is great, right?
It's Hallmark. I know the ending, so.
Well, what? Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But for me, this is a great family thing.
It's good family viewing. I agree 100%.
So.
I'm a big movie buff, so I don't like to know the end. Before I started.
Okay, so Hallmark, especially when they got bombarded by these people who watch this, now I got to believe it's mothers and families who watch this, majority.
Yeah, you think.
And they came and said, what God's green earth are you doing?
Yeah.
My daughter is sitting here watching this, and you have six lesbians here getting married on this stupid commercial.
Right. You're supposed to...
How am I supposed to explain? I don't want to have this discussion with my 6-year old.
Yeah, I agree. I agree there.
Right. So Hallmark said, okay, we'll take it down.
No, they didn't. Really?
They did, I swear. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, good
now,
for them.
Well, hold on. It's not the end of the story.
Oh.
You're getting excited too early.
So
Pete Buttigieg.
Oh god.
Mayor Pete.
They'll get the mayor that got 10,000 votes.
Mayor Pete. So then he came out and slams Hallmark for removing lesbian ads being, quote, oh, no, he says being, quote, family friendly means honoring love.
Okay.
Okay, let me, and I wrote this down to make sure that I
get it right.
That I got this thought across.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, love is not an institution. Love is an emotion.
Correct.
Family, I would argue,
is an institution.
Absolutely. Love, emotions can be manipulated.
They can.
They can change. You can manipulate them.
You can be in love, and then the next week you're out of love.
Whatever
and
that means.
And then you hate the person
whatever
the rest of your life.
Right. So then you'd argue, then somebody would say, you weren't in love. How do you know I wasn't in love? Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean I wasn't
arbitrary.
In love? Yeah, it's right. It's not objective at all. It's not a societal institution. Love is not a societal institution.
No.
Okay. So, family, I gotta be careful how I say this.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
We're in a bunch of trouble as it is.
Well, that's true. All right, let's just say it. My mouth can go off it sometimes, especially it's important issues about this. And let me be clear. If Tom and Steve want to live together and they want to call their relationship whatever and they want to spend their life together.
I don't care.
I really don't care. It's on my list of concerns about 1,000,064, below the acorn that just fell off my uncle's tree.
Exactly.
Really, I don't care. When you want to now tell me that a family means honoring love. Mm-hmm. So family friendly. So family means honoring love. So whatever people define as love, that's now family. That's not true.
That's not true. No, I don't agree with that 100%.
Right.
Don't do it.
Right. So so family is, okay, let's look at this way. And people can argue, see, this is where all this transgenderism and the robot and the transhumanism THX1138. Mm-hmm. See, this is where all this comes in.
And pretty soon they're going to slide in bestiality.
Right. Well, I got another article coming.
Do?
No, I got another. We're not done with this topic.
Yeah, that's where it's headed. That's exactly where it's headed.
It's headed to pedophilia first.
Well, pedophilia, then bestiality.
Or minor attracted persons.
Yeah, whatever.
I've gotten my thoughts all
you
crossed.
You've digressed.
I don't know. I'm just all over the place on this subject. Okay.
Well, we're still in that closet. That's why. We're a little cramped in here.
Okay. Let me pause what I was going to say. We only got about 2 minutes before the break or so.
Then we got to move. We're getting thrown out of our closet. The wife wants to clean it.
Yeah. We got the... You have no idea, ladies and gentlemen, what we've been dealing with. I mean, literally, right before the show, the internet just decides to stop. Just to stop. I call the internet people, and they're like, well, I don't know what's, is it the tower? What? Well, nobody else is having a problem. My internet stops like that. My internet nobody like that right before the show. You know, we worked around the other attack. Is this another one? I don't know. Very
suspicious.
Ironic, isn't it? Anyway, let's move on. Christians rip GOP's quote unquote dangerous compromise on religious and LGBTQ rights. A congressman. His name is Chris Stewart from Utah. He is submitting a bill, has submitted a bill that will, he says it's a compromise between LGBTQ community and religious groups. And basically it's saying you can't discriminate against lesbian, whatever, all the letters, you can't discriminate against those groups. They are a class of people like race. It's just like you can't discriminate against race. Now you can't discriminate against whatever, you know, letters. I'm not being flippant. I mean, the letters go on and they keep adding letters, whatever that is. And that also religious groups can teach whatever they want about it. I don't know how those two things can coexist. But this is a, would you say, kind of a compromise or another, chance or at the Equality Act, which says you can't discriminate against sexual orientation. Okay. Minor attracted people, ladies and gentlemen, are a sexual orientation.
Yeah.
So who, and so put that together with Mayor Pete. The little gun-taking socialist.
Yeah.
So that's an orientation. So that's love. So minor attractive person. Well, how are you to tell me what love is? Love is my family. So this 14-year-old boy is now part of my family. Why can't I do this? You see where this is going?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's more articles here on the other side. Okay. Very important. More. Wow. ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores all love to eat. Yum!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here because of you. We thank you for, even if you're just listening, your support, your energy, your prayers. We need your prayers. We are getting involved with something. I promise you, you're going to be proud. I promise you, you're going to hear about this. I can't really talk about it now. There's a reason we're getting attacked. Please pray for this broadcast. And you'll know about it relatively soon in the next few months. And it'll be very clear. And if we're able to do this, and I think that we are, we need your prayers. We appreciate your support and everything that you buy over the Power Mall. Thank you so much for your purchases and your donations. They mean everything. You've really supported us and buy from the good guys. We've really worked hard to get shipping and customer service as quick as possible and to help you that way so that we deserve your business. Thank you. I'll talk more about the specials that we have. Christmas is coming up. Of course, December is always the worst month for us because Christmas and New Year's and everything. You know, I understand. I get it. But believe me, that shortwave bill comes either way. Please consider a gift. You know, if you're not going to purchase anything, just, you know, consider a small gift to the Power Mall, the Power Hour, and what we're doing. We're here because of you. If you support us, we'll stay here. If you don't support us, we're not. And what we're going for, as we go forward, we're going to need your support even more. We're expanding. I think we're going to add Memphis, Memphis soon and some other cities. Definitely Memphis is going to be added and a couple more cities. We thank you to all the other syndicates that we've already are on. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com, there's something that you or somebody you know could use at the Power Mall. So please check it out. And if for some reason, especially to our veterans, if there's something you feel like you really need but can't afford or need a little break or what have you, please let us know. We'll do what we can to work with you and to help you. Please, I know that may be tough to ask or whatever, but we're there as much as we can be. So thank you so much. Getting back to the news. Here's a study. I was made aware of this. Somebody sent me a video, and my jaw about hit the floor. Okay, let's see if you've heard this statistic, Kev. 27% of California teens are gender nonconforming.
What does that mean?
That was my first question.
You don't play baseball? What does that mean? Not nonconforming.
Okay, according to a new study out of UCLA, so this isn't some random, this is a, you know,
big bastion of liberalism.
This is a big organization. Well, it's a, you know, supposedly is, anyway, more than a quarter of California adolescents feel comfortable enough to dismiss social pressures to identify with one gender or another. That's what that means. Researchers at the William Institute at UCLA.
I mean, they associate with both sides.
I'm going to read this. Let's see what we're, it's a little confusing. Like all this is. This whole thing is confusing. Analyzed data, blah, 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 1,300 households. For the first time ever, the survey included a question for young people about gender expression. Participants had to answer how they thought their classmates viewed them in terms of their appearance, style, dress, and or the way they walk or talk. The answers range from very feminine to very masculine. The study, so basically, they don't feel like they fit into a feminine or masculine role in their appearance and the way they live their life.
All right.
That's what that means.
All right.
Is that interesting to you?
No, not one bit. It's just some teacher trying to influence him.
It was UCLA School of Law research. I mean, this is not one teacher.
Well, they're getting influenced by somebody.
Well, everybody, that's the whole point. Our children are getting influenced.
Right.
They're told when they're, since they're 4 years old, the gender, that they're, that's my point.
Yeah, the point is they're getting propagandized.
Okay, so let's go back to the other discussion about family. What is a family? The basis of society is what?
Man and wife and kids.
That's it. There is no family.
There is none.
Unless a man and a woman have children.
Correct.
Is that racist? Is that homophobic? Then I'm all those things. Because unless somebody can prove to me differently, last time I checked, there is no family without a man and a woman having children.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Okay, here's another statistic. You can go, and Michael Snyder from, Michael Snyder's been on. We need to have him back on too, Catherine. He's written some really provocative articles lately. But he's written an article about the family. Out of all the statistics that I've seen about America and how we're in trouble, this one here scares me the most and concerns me the most out of all of them. Destruction of the family. The U.S. has the highest rate of children living with a single parent in the entire world.
That's not good for America.
The family unit is one of the fundamental pillars of any society. Well, that's right. But now family unit is trying to be changed, Michael. And now Mayor Pete says it's whatever you feel.
Whatever you want, yeah.
And so the weaker our family units become, the weaker our entire nation is going to become. For decades, the traditional family unit has been under assault in America. Yes, true,
yeah,
Michael.
By our government.
And our government's help pushing it. No question.
Absolutely.
And the consequences have been absolutely catastrophic. Today, the marriage rate has dropped to levels that we have never seen before. It's because it's not important to people. The institution of marriage is not important to people. And that's why the article last week, and we'll talk about this, I'm sure, 100 more times, that Unwin is the guy's name. It's a weird name. He did his research in the 30s about civilizations.
Right.
He went back, massive research this guy did.
Mm-hmm.
The way people, I won't say perceived is that word, the way people approached their sexual activity is the direct correlation of their culture.
I believe it 100%.
That was his conclusion out of looking at basically every society he could come up with. Everyone.
Yeah, you have a nice family unit in your society and you have a nice, pretty good country.
Yeah, he went further. Okay. He said, if your society accepts and promotes and the standard is no premarital sex and then fidelity after marriage, it doesn't matter. And he said, it doesn't matter if the society is monogamous or polygamous. It doesn't matter. No premarital sex and fidelity after marriage within the marriage covenant. If you do that,
your society is going to be
flourishes.
Yeah.
Period.
I agree. Yeah.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the point where it's basically free love and there's no marriage and there's no family and family is whatever you want and love is whatever, minor attract the, if you do that.
Chaos will incur.
Within three generations, you have no culture or your culture is degraded to the point where you basically have no nation.
We're getting close.
Well, that, that's what his research came up with.
Yeah.
So when people talk about, well, safety and rights and da 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 da, the greater good and all this, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. They want chaos.
Right. They're going to break up the family. That's how you get chaos. Order out of chaos.
Exactly. Exactly.
Again.
And they've been pushing it. And the government's been really pushing it. They tried it on the black community during the 50s as a trial, and it worked so well, they did it on the rest of the United States.
I've talked about this before. I don't know if we're going to have time today, but this is important, and maybe I'll talk about it soon. When you, okay, getting on a very broad, this gets into even an esoteric discussion. Okay, we understand the fight is, or the battle is, liberty and freedom versus control and coercion. That's Lucifer's plan. Lucifer believes that God has condemned us to a life of misery by giving us choice. I mean, I am telling you things that nobody, very few people will tell you and put it like this, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think my internet goes out right before the show starts?
Yeah.
Lucifer's plan is, why should you suffer like this? Why should you go through life and the pain, even the pain of childbirth? You don't want that hassle. You don't need that hassle. Why do you want choice? God has condemned you to a life
of misery.
Mm-hmm. By giving you this choice. He is a tyrant. How dare he? I defy him.
Join me.
Join me.
Yeah.
We're going to solve this. Our work, our great work, is we're going to take... We're going to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
And we're going to take everybody's choice away, and you're all going to do my plan and give me the glory, and this is my plan, and everything will go smooth. Just do what I ask. Tell me that doesn't sound like these do good, chicken neck liberals. I know better than you. I know that's Luciferianism.
You follow Lucifer, you're going to be miserable the rest of your life.
So without liberty, there is no virtue. They're inseparable. And at first glance, it seems like that doesn't true. But our founding fathers understood this. Locke understood this. The pursuit of happiness, the greatest good. The greatest good is your ability to be able to choose your direction for life and your happiness. Why is that self-evident? Why is that above argument? Why do we not even need to discuss this, really, except the fact that it's been engineered out of our society?
Right.
Because it's obvious, because God gave you the choice.
He gave us choice.
God gave you the choice.
He gave us choice. It's a miracle.
And so the greatest expression, yes. And the greatest expression, the greatest expression of the divinity within you on this earth is what? What would you say it is?
Freedom.
Let's go further. What is the greatest you could point to, the greatest physical manifestation of your divinity within you? Possible.
Children. Yeah.
Period. End of story.
Exclamation point.
That's right.
Bingo.
So you see all this attack, and they use all these words, choice and love and acceptance and blah, 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 blah. They are undermining society's structure of the greatest expression of the divinity and the choice and the liberty and the virtue
hard.
That you've been given.
Yeah, they're pushing hard.
And so at its core, why do you think we spent, two-thirds of our news here talking about two stories? These are the two most... Mm-hmm. We know what the most important story of the world always... What's the most important story of the world always, overarching, that it's just a given?
Twinkies. Having Twinkies, what you call it?
Let's see if you remember. What is the most important overarching story?
Of what?
Of the war in the world.
I don't remember.
The Declaration of Independence.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The most important story, it's been for years and will be for...
I thought it was a trick question.
No!
You had this smirky look on your face, like, if I...
Well, I was going to see if you remember.
He had this smirky, devilish look on his face, and I knew he was trying to trick me.
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right. But
I want to get this across to the audience so they understand this.
Yeah.
If I get nothing, I don't want to be in a position where I feel like I'm preaching to you. I'm not. This is what I can offer you. There's certain things I know, certain talents. There's a couple things God has really blessed me to understand and know. The greatest news story, the most important news story in the world, for the last few years, so many years, and will be for the foreseeable future, barring the second coming or something of that magnitude, barring that, and really not much else, it is the will the Declaration of Independence stand? Will America support and defend and hold inviolate the Declaration of Independence?
Looks like they're doing it in Virginia.
That's right. Will that ideal stand? Are you endowed by God? Are you have freedom given to you by God, or do you not? The biggest story in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. So the biggest story today, you know, the underarching level.
You're smirking again.
What? See, this is why it's hard to do news, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes I listen to this. The biggest story today, two biggest stories. This is why we spent the most time. These are massive, massive, massive stories. The gun issue in Virginia and the Hallmark's reversal, Mayor Pete's definition of family, more than any other country in America. Do you know what the race? Okay. And also in this Michael Snyder article, you know, comparing us with other countries in the world, and people say, well, China's going to surpass us, or India's going to surpass. Do you know why China and India would possibly surpass us? Do you know what their rate is?
Because they got a family.
Because they got families.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't go with this.
Their rate of two-parent households
is
six times America.
Yeah.
Six times.
I believe it.
You
don't have a family. You don't have a foundation.
It's six times the reverse of whatever it is. There's a six times rate in India and China. Yeah. I think it's seven times in China. Seven times more likely in China.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem to make sense because there's not, you know, I don't know. This is what this article is saying. I don't know how they calculate that. But let's put it this way. It's much greater there than it is here.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to know, won't have anything to do with economy, won't have anything to do with nothing. There's only two things that will make China be superior to America. One is our support or non-support of Declaration of Independence, and two, our breakup of the family.
Correct.
That's it. Those two things. And in that, there's a lot of sub-things, but those are the two primary issues. Period. Period, 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 period. And anything that supports those two things, I love. Anything that brings down these two things, I hate.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Mayor Pete, today, I hate you, buddy.
Exactly. And pushing all that gay stuff or that child sex stuff.
The child stuff.
Is insane. It's just insane.
Trump impeachment. House releases report showing little doubt of bribery.
There is no bribery. The whole thing is a farce.
Little doubt. What? There's
and,
little
and
doubt.
The good thing about it is Schiff and Nadler.
It's getting a lot of pressure.
And Biden are getting pursued and heckled and laughed at and yelled at when they're going out and talking in public. People are standing up calling them liars. Schiff had to walk off the stage, and Nadler had to be chased out of the down the elevator. People are understanding what's going on, and they're starting to stand up and be vocal, and that's absolutely great. And another thing you can do right now, you can call your congressman and senator, blow their telephones off the thing. The more people that call and say, this is a farce, and you're not going to get away with it, and you're going to get voted out of office, that's one thing every American can do. Everybody listening to this show can do that. Pick up the phone and call your representative and tell you this is a joke. We're not going to put up with it. If you continue with it, you will not be in office in the next time around.
We've talked about here to what you just said, but I'm changing gears a little bit. We talked a little bit about the homeless going to the Supreme Court, these cases and ruling, and this is happening now just as in Austin, they're chipping them and putting them in old rundown motels. I mean, that's going, ladies and gentlemen, that's going on.
That's going on right
now. This is not a book. This is not in Bangladesh.
No.
This is in Austin, Texas.
Judges are giving them a choice. You either get chipped or go to jail.
Out of the Guardian, the Supreme Court decided this morning not to review a lower court's ruling blocking an Idaho ordinance trying to keep homeless people from sleeping on the street. So the Supreme Court is basically punting and won't rule on this.
That's sort of like states' rights.
No, because their argument, again, we had this discussion, and I'm not sure how I can reconcile this with.
It's got to be state. It's got to be the state.
No, because somebody's rights are violated. If you're a business and somebody's, you know, some addict is right in front of your thing and crapping on the street, your rights are violated. The Bill of Rights have been violated at some point, or they're going to argue they are.
It's a tough call.
Right. I haven't thought that all the way through.
Yeah, me neither.
But I see what you're saying.
If I had a business, I'd be fuming.
Well, right? I see your point. The state should be able to decide this. Why? What's the federal government doing?
Right. But what's the federal government doing in the states on?
Well, if you said my rights protected by the Bill of Rights have been violated, now it becomes a federal issue.
Yeah.
And so I can see that.
I can see it.
Anyway, the appeals court held the Boise could not make it a crime for homeless people to sleep on the streets when no alternative shelter is available. You know, I can really see both sides of this. It's public. Now, all they have to do is make some out-of-the-way public area available to them, I would think.
The state's got lots of land where they can move those people to.
The decision the justices refused to review found that, and they used the Bill of Rights, found that the Boise ordinance violated the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. And I can see that.
Yeah.
It's cruel and unusual to arrest somebody and penalize them for sleeping on the streets when they have no home and there's no alternative for them.
Yeah, I see.
I think it's cruel and unusual.
It's going to be hard to decide. But when you're paying taxes and they're not paying taxes, that people paying taxes got a...
Well, they don't have a bigger right to public. See, we're about to have this debate. The public land's owned by everybody.
Yeah, I understand.
So it's really, this is a complicated.
It's real complicated.
But really interesting, especially in light of them chipping homeless in Austin.
Yes.
Officials say Trump to announce withdrawal of more than 4,000 troops from Afghanistan. Is this the same song we've heard about, like King Henry VIII, I Am, I Am? We've heard that same verse 100 times. Is he going to pull out or what?
Hope so. Said he was.
At war with the truth, U.S. officials constantly said they were making progress in Afghanistan, and they were not.
They were lying about everything. All it was this big money pit. Everybody was getting rich in there.
Democratic Party chief claiming Detroit registers dead people to vote.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. The Democratic Party chief there, somebody, it's become obvious. They can't even argue about it anymore. They found out dead people are voting in Detroit, right?
Yeah.
So what is his response to this, the Democratic Party chief there? What do you think he says?
And you didn't know that?
No.
What did he say?
No, not even close.
Okay, what?
He says that is a direct attack on people of color.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be race. Everything goes back to race.
So me saying that dead people are voting in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Is attacking people of color.
You're disparaging them. Okay. People are insane.
Are only black people, people of color, the only ones who've died?
Yeah.
Is that what this is about?
It's gotta be.
You know, let's move on. Okay, here. Let's get a quote from this. This lawsuit is about making a clickbait headline to make voters have less confidence in what's happening in their communities, their clerk's offices, really direct attack on people of color.
Well, Trump better get the voting situation.
He's losing. He's not doing anything. He can't even get people out of Afghanistan.
He can't get any big people out of his
office. You know, his office to even make a copy for him.
Exactly.
Jerry Nadler, you know this Van Drew I think he's from New Jersey, the congressman, Democrat, uh-huh. He's about to turn Republican, I think.
He's switching.
I think he's going to turn Republican.
Yeah.
Jerry Nadler spins possible jump by Democrat Van Drew to the Republican side. He says, well, this is basically just a political ploy by him.
Well, good. Hope a lot more do it.
Well, that's all Nadler says.
Yeah.
And if I was interviewing him, I would say, you know, like similar like the ones you guys are doing with this impeachment. It's
yeah,
a political
exactly.
Poll, right?
Yeah.
That's what I would ask.
Well, the great thing about it, he's getting chased around, that Nadler. People are heckling him all over the place. It's wonderful.
UN climate talks end with hard feelings. I got hard feelings about climate talks. Few results and new doubts about global unity. Well, that's good. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said it 1,000 times on the show. Conviction is king here in the future, and I don't care what side you're on. If you're for global climate change,
right,
UN talks, if you have conviction
Green
and you
peace.
Have and you have unity, you will make headway. Because if not enough of the opposite, and liberty is a liberty always, if all things are equal, not even if they're even close to equal, not even remotely in the fight, liberty will
always
explode
yeah.
over, will always win because the universe will resonate with it and
That's
will
right.
explode to support it. But if it's not, and then these people are unified, then that's our future.
That's right. Paying carbon taxes. What a joke.
To
Al Gore.
China suspends tariffs on U.S.-made cars, corn, and other goods amid new trade treaties.
They want our food. They want our food. They're having food shortages over there. They want our pork and soybeans.
U.S. Senate unanimously recognizes Armenian genocide. We're going to have Robert Takhtalian is going to come on later. We were supposed to have him on for an hour and a half. His story, I met him. I was able, when was it, about a month ago or something? I met him.
Vegas.
If Robert's listening, I love you to death, Robert,
yeah,
and your great
story.
Wife, and be able to sit and talk with you. And it just was so gracious. Talk about buying from the good guys. Vitamir products, tooth, you know, you gotta brush your teeth. Buy them from us over at the Power Mall, Vitamir. Anyway, he was telling me over dinner with my wife, his wife, about what went on in Armenia, his family, and that story, and I was blown away. And we just got to have him on. I just got to.
Absolutely.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a couple important vaccine stories on the other side. And then Tom Palladino will be here to join us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.